Well, good morning, dumpsters, and welcome to Music to Go to the Dump By on this Saturday morning. Jack Donovan along with you, and with us here in the sandbox this morning, this children's program for adults, as we often say, is to my right, and you've been hearing him for the past hour. Another great show this morning on the Trading Post, Brent Curtis.
Morning, Jack.
Back
what a great
us.
Day.
So you and Kai are going back and forth now, huh?
Yes.
That's great. Nice to have you in the house. Who was ever here?
Always pleasant.
And
always.
You know who's always here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Over
my
there.
Hero.
Yeah, your hero.
Wow. Yeah. Have you set the bar low there?
Yeah. Well, whether I have or haven't, Dave, you're the best, buddy.
The important thing is that we're at the bar.
we're at the bar, yeah.
And it's a low bar.
The head dumpster, I have not connected with him at this point, so... We are not unsure whether he's going to call in this morning or not. He may be doing his exercise program this morning. Sometimes that takes him away from the show.
Has he got to dial the 802?
I don't think so.
No. Oh, gosh.
I'll be glad when that comes around because I'll tell you right now, I never know when I've got my cell phone or when I'm on the landline whether to dial the... Of course, they'll tell you right off the bat to complete calls outside of your...
Yeah.
You know. So at least once they get it standardized, I'll know. 802, dummy.
That's kind of what, the end of the month? Is that what
yeah, coming up. Yeah.
So we still have the regular numbers. Well, this morning we'll play a couple of things for Mom. I heard big day is tomorrow, Mother's Day.
Big
of course,
day.
I'm using to go to the dump by. We don't want to ignore that. And a couple of other choice new ones, and then some of the ones that you've asked for over the years. One of those, we haven't played in a long, long time. And I know dumpsters like country music, so we thought we'd open up with a nice country tune this morning that many folks remember. Maybe a little bit different than the original recording, but I think you'll like it this morning.
Salsa is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. I ate to my heart's desire, then came the ring of fire. My rectum turned to a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of salsa's neat, but it burns on the toilet seat. Damn those Mexicans, for the pain here on the can. My bowels turned to a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The fried ice cream didn't put out the fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Mmm. Oh, I'm biting the towel. Oh, man. No.
I suppose apologies are in order, Johnny Cash, for that one, huh?
Wow. That is good.
Oh, yeah. Farmer Dave?
Well, that, of course, was the original, and then Johnny rewrote it.
Oh, yeah. That's something our leader would say. You know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Ken, yeah. Ken, if you're listening this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a jingle. If not, enjoy your exercise program this morning. All right, we're going to continue along. We mentioned Mother. Here's a big day tomorrow. I noticed you gave acknowledgement to Mother during the Trading Post this morning.
Of course.
And we have a couple of songs this morning. One is was recorded years ago by the lovely Darlene Edwards. I think many of you are familiar with Darlene's voice out there. She, along with her husband, who plays an incredible piano, have joined together with a salute to Mom. This one would go for the woman of strength, the woman of power. Let's listen.
I am woman, hear me roar, a number's too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back to pretend. 'Cause cuckoos have heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. Not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, I am invincible.
I'm going to be apologizing all morning long this morning, am I, huh?
My headphones flew off on that
Lord.
One.
You know how hard it is to sing like that, sing off-key like that?
I'm going to tell you, I don't consider myself to be a singer, but I can carry a tune in a bucket.
Yeah.
But that woman hits notes that I don't think I'm even capable of reaching. Yeah. I really don't.
You know, that woman really, I mean, that is Darlene Edwards, but reality is Joe Stafford, one of the great voices of the late 50s.
Really?
Right up through the early 60s. Yeah. Her and her husband, Paul Weston, who plays piano there, tries to keep catching up with her as she sings along there. Yeah, they're both incredible musicians, but they just, this was kind of a fun project they had for a number of years, and it took off. Like Mrs. Miller, remember we played a couple of weeks ago with her, and the other one, Florence Foster Jenkins, who really thought she could sing.
Yeah.
And bought her way to Carnegie Hall, as I remember.
What, you know what? We have started, you have started the dump show.
Well,
this is like a rocket.
Yeah, these songs go back, you know, Ken was playing, and Brian Harvard were playing these songs back when the dump show got
underway.
Yeah,
it's like a rocket, like that 60s. Chinese rocket that's coming down here, in the next 2 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't know how much we're going to get of that either, right?
No, we don't.
Wonder if Brian and Ken ever had Ethan Allen on.
I don't know. Ethan Allen, huh? I believe we're going to hear pretty soon from Lee Cattell. As you know, he's over at Vermont Tire, and you mentioned the fact that, Brent, that we've been doing this for a long, long time with the folks over there. Good people, and they have good product, and this is the season to get your tires changed and all of that and take care of it. And Vermont Tire, we'll find out what they're offering over there as well coming up in a few moments. Now, for you who are working around the yard, it's springtime. We're doing all sorts of indoor, outdoor projects, fooling around with power tools. Watch out.
Well, some folks say that grown-up men are still just little boys. That really the only difference is the price of our toys. We go for macho symbols like guns and running shoes. Pickup trucks, hunting ducks, and power tools. Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Yeah, just plug them in the wall and think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix your car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power tools.
Power tools.
Hello, emergency room. Yeah, just fired up my new gas-powered weed whacker there, and somehow or another got caught in the hammer loop of my Big Smith overalls. Yeah, before I could get her shut down, she plumb screwed me about 3 foot in the front lawn there. Yeah, my wife hollered out the front door, "Hey, Shorty, why you down there? How about checking the fescue for aphids?" Huh, she's a real comedian, that woman. Hardy, har, har. Well, some folks say that macho men use tools to compensate for a decline in virility. Now, I've thought about that. Wait, there may be some validity in what those people say. But in my case, it's just the only way I get to go outside and play. Hudden, hudden. Boy, I love this stuff. Power tool.
Power tool.
Power tool.
Power tool.
Oh, just plug them. Think of all you can do. You can plant a garden, fix a car, build a house if you want to. If you've got the proper power to.
Power to.
Hello, 911. Yeah, I was just in the garden there trying out my new direct drive rototiller when the rowhide lace from a Red Goose work shoe somehow or another got tangled in that outboard tiller tie. Yeah, before I could get her shed down, she'd plumb drug me clean across the lawn up underneath my neighbor's Toyota 4x4. Wife hollered out the door, "Hey, Shorty." Funny how a name will stick with you like that. Said, "Hey, Shorty, if you're going to play Mr. Goodrich, looks like you'd fix our old jalopy first." I tell you, that woman's a regular Roseanne Barr. Well, 911 rescued me, carried me away to local hospital for at least a 2 week stay. Doctor said, "I hope you've learned your lesson. Thanks to power tools, you're nearly dead." I didn't hear a word he's saying. I was playing with my power bed. Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Power tools.
Hello, nursing station. Could you please send somebody to room 403? Quick! Yeah, my power bed's stuck in the up position. Don't be alarmed. Just quietly evacuate the neighborhood and call the bomb squad.
Springtime and power tools, huh?
Yeah.
Either of you fellas relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can.
Oh, yeah.
Little brother, years ago, was using a hedge trimmer, and apparently he sliced open his thumb. So we had to head to the emergency room. Now, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but in emergency rooms, the only one that seems to think it's an emergency is you, the patient.
Right.
So he's up there, and they're asking him, well, what seems to be the problem? So he lays that thumb open, and there it is, just squirting out blood, to which I guess he realized that, yes, it was indeed an emergency, and they got him right in. But, oh, yeah, all kinds of tools. You can get into all kinds of trouble.
I'm sure everybody has a story about power tools in one form or another.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Speaking of stories, we got a story to tell, or should I say Lee Cattell has a story to tell this morning. He's joining us from Vermont Tire and Service in Montpelier. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. Good morning, everybody. This is a story of Thanksgiving today because the folks at Vermont Tire and Service want to say thanks to all the folks who have been keeping them in business these many years. It is the seventh annual Customer Appreciation Day and tent sale here at Vermont Tire and Service. And I see some of you folks rolling by River Road this morning, and I can still hear those winter studs clickety-clacking on the road, and so it's time. I don't think we've got another big snowfall scheduled anytime soon, so now is the perfect time to come on into Vermont Tire and Service. Cooper Tires got a great sale going on right now, and Toyo Tires are the other featured brand here at Vermont Tire and Service, but they've got many other tires if you're partial to a particular brand. Blowout pricing on all the discontinued tires. They've got great rebates on Goodyears, and it's time to change them over. And in addition to all that, if you've already changed your tires, you should still come into Vermont Tire and Service today, because at our setup here at WDEV, we have a chance for you to sign up to win a set of passes to go golfing at the Country Club of Barrie. We have a gift certificate for Vermont Flannel Company. No purchase is necessary to win any of the items that you would be filling out a form for today. You can just come on in, fill out your form, and be on your way. Also, Vermont Tire and Service has some Cooper Tire items out here, baseball caps and cups and some other items that you can just grab and go as part of what we're doing here. And speaking of grab and go, we've got donuts and a couple of soft drinks and some other packages of items to help keep your tank full as you're rolling down the road. So some food for people to enjoy. We've got the bumper stickers. People have been asking us about the Red Sox magnets. Not going to happen this year, unfortunately, but perhaps sometime soon, because them Red Sox are playing really well.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Vermont Tire and Service is where it's at this morning. They really appreciate all you folks in Central Vermont who have been coming here to get your tires swapped out. Today's the perfect time to make your deal. If you don't have time to change your tires today, just buy them now, set the appointment, and Vermont Tire and Service will take very good care of you. Right here on River Street in Montpelier, it's the Customer Appreciation Day and Tent Sale, and it's going on all day. We're broadcasting until noon right here on WDEV.
You know, Lee, this may be, I may be wrong, the first live remote broadcast that we've done since the COVID hit last year.
Well, the last time I was live on the air on a Saturday morning was the Harwood Union High School graduation last year.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
And it was a boiling 90 degrees that day. I remember it distinctly. It's a comfortable 55 right now here in Montpelier, so perfect weather to come on in. And, yeah, it's been a long time since we've been out on a Saturday morning, but, man, does it feel good.
I was going to say, we're looking forward, obviously, to get into the late spring and summer months ahead with all the things that WDEV for years has been associated with, whether it's the Tunbridge World's Fair or any of the outdoor activities. It's nice to hear a live voice from somebody else other than the studios here, that's for sure.
Well, you guys sound pretty good, too.
Well, I don't know about that. You don't know where this program is headed yet, so.
Oh, well, yes, that's right. You really know.
So we're going to hear from you a little bit later on in the hour, I would assume, huh?
Broadcasting till noon here on WDEV, Jack.
All right, thanks very much. Lee Cattell from Vermont Tire and Service, good folks there on in Montpelier. By the way, Red Sox winners last night by a score of 6-2, so we'll be back at it again this evening at 6 o'clock, first pitch in the 7 o'clock hour. Then we have an afternoon game on Sunday, and the Sox and Orioles will wrap it up on Monday evening before Oakland comes to town at Fenway throughout next week. Speaking of Red Sox, you had a guy with some tickets here for sale, huh?
I did. Yeah, that's a big deal. Two sets of four coming up.
So anybody that heard that this morning, wanted to give us a call if you're interested in that, that's for sure. That's what the Trading Post does, connect people from all over the state. What we have been doing, trying to do, is connect with people for the past 90 years. In the next year, particularly beginning in July, when we celebrate our 90th birthday, we've got a lot of plans. They're starting to make the plans now, and we'll be in full bloom, I'm sure, coming up in a few months. And then throughout the whole year, we'll be celebrating our 90th birthday.
That's incredible.
And a lot of local music is associated with WDEV. I think we were one of the earliest stations in 1931, invited folks to come into the mezzanine studios and bring the guitar, bring the banjo, whatever you have. It could have been the Pony Boys over the years. Could have been any one of the number of groups. Most recently, the Radio Rangers, WDEV's own, with us for about 25, 30 years. They're still here. Every once in a while, they pop up and do a special event. But for 20-plus years, they've been a fixture here on, they were a fixture on Saturday mornings, right during this time frame. Mm-hmm. Well, between now and 10:30 or so, they would come in with their music, and I thought we'd have a little trip down memory lane. This takes us back, I'll let them tell you about it right now.
Friends, here's one that goes over great wherever we play, all around New England and Vermont. Here's Tony Washburn with I'm My Own Grandpa.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. Well, this widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my brother-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. Well, my little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad.
What?
And so became my uncle, though it made me very sad.
Very sad.
Now, if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter,
who, of course,
was my stepmother. And now
I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah,
I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
Well, my father's wife then had a son who kept us on the run. And he became a grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue.
Blue.
For even though she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. And so now
I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah,
I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild.
Because you are.
Every time I think of this, it nearly drives me wild. I've now become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my own grandmother, I'm my own grandpa. One more time.
I'm my own grandpa.
Yes, I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
To catch up with that, fellas?
That was great.
I'm trying to picture that family tree. How would you draw that?
I have no idea. Tony Washburn, they had a number of changes over the years, but this was one of the originals. Tony Washburn, Danny Cohen, Mark Strusacker, and Dave Rahl.
Wow.
Made up the Radio Rangers. And then a couple of others came on as we moved along throughout the years. But one of the very popular groups here on WDEV associated with us and produced live right here in the studios of WDEV. And we're very proud of that. You'll hear more of them, I'm sure, throughout the season. You know what season this is as well, fellas?
What?
It is tick season.
Ticks.
Ticks. I just found this out the other day. It is alive and well in Vermont, according to the Vermont Department of Agriculture. At the beginning of April, they put out a notice on its social media page that ticks had made their return around the state. They stayed amid the temporary stay-at-home order to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The Vermont Health Commissioner, Mark Levine, encouraged residents to get outdoors to watch for bite-sized pets known as ticks. And they're going to be with us throughout the spring and, I guess, summer months as well. So just a...
Well, there you go.
I didn't think you were going there with that. I thought you were going to play Brad Paisley's song about checking for ticks.
Oh, you thought I was going to do that, huh?
I thought that's where you were headed.
Good call.
Ah, Farmer Dave again, right on the money.
On the nose.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Hey, time you take a sip. In this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path I used to hunt. Don't worry, babe, I've got your back, and I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to cross
Brad Paisley, of course, a lighthearted look at, well, this, you know, not to make light of the subject, because it is a very, very serious subject, Lyme disease and a host of other things as a result of that. But that was something that Brad Paisley put together years ago. But we are now in the season, so just be aware of that. Make sure that you take all of the precautions when you're out in the woods, whether it's hiking, walking with a dog, or whatever.
I caught Brad Paisley on Netflix the other day. I watch a lot of stand-up comedy. I enjoy that. And there's a place down in Nashville called Zany's, and Brad was hosting it. There's like five comedians that come in, and he was emceeing it, and he rewrote some of his songs to make them funny. And I'll tell you right now, he could do stand-up. The guy is, I mean, he's a wicked guitar player.
I was going to say, he's one of those triple threats. You're really going to play the guitar as well.
The guy made me laugh.
Wow. I remember I saw him at the Big E, and I knew about some of his songs, but I had no idea that he was a guitar slinger like that.
He is.
He took that Fender Telecaster, and it was magic.
Brad Paisley and Ticks. And again, We will not make light of it again.
No.
That's for sure. The dead air means I was trying to connect with the our leader, and apparently we have connected now. So.
Okay.
Good morning. Hello. So where have you, been?
You're saying the same thing over.
I'm hard to hear. I said, where?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can't you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you?
So we're on the radio.
Yeah, we're on the radio this morning. Yes,
I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah, yes, you are. Try to call.
Well, happy Mother's Day, Jack.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you as well. And yeah. Brent is here, and Farmer Dave are here as well.
Well, of course.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
So, but we're celebrating Mother's Day.
Well, we're celebrating in a way, not the full program, but we played a couple of songs this morning.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we played a few. What?
I got to get you louder because I don't know why I'm not getting you as loud.
You got your hearing aid.
Well, I've been sitting here reading.
Have you been? You got your hearing aid?
I was early. I thought I was early.
Okay.
Honest to God.
It's all right.
And I'm wondering if we could do the. Remember the bear song?
So you want me to run downstairs and see if I can find the bear song? Is that what you're
saying? No, it's not downstairs. You know, it's that guy. He said, you can't think what his name is.
I think you're referring to Lyle Lovett.
Poem about a bear.
Lyle Lovett, right?
Well, the bears are becoming more and more of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah, well, we're still here. I don't know.
I hope you didn't run downstairs.
Yeah.
And I thought we ought to get the bear song out and make sure people understand about bears.
Okay.
As well as mothers.
Okay.
Make that, you know, the cause celebre of the program. Geez, I'm sorry I'm late because I sat here reading, and I guess I read too long. And you say you called me?
Well, I called you at about 10 minutes ago. I called to see if you were.
No.
Normally, you call me when I get to the radio station, and you didn't call.
I figured. And had my juice and everything, and I was all juiced up, ready to do the program.
Okay, you're here with us. That's good.
Yeah.
Now,
so we're celebrating Mother's Day.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're doing it on time.
I like to do the bear song. Yeah. What?
And he says, Brent says, and we're doing it on time, unlike some of the other Mother's Day's.
Week or two later.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the other previous Mother's Day programs.
Yeah, we usually had them right around Halloween or something.
Mother's Day. There's nothing wrong with Mother's Day any day.
That's for sure.
And you don't have to be right specifically on the day. And sometimes we've been a week or two late, but that doesn't count for anything. It's still Mother's Day. Yeah.
You know, Ken, it's kind of interesting because last year I told a story about bear number 399 in Yellowstone having four cubs at age 24. Well,
now, how did they know? Now, wait a minute. Stop. Huh. How did they know she was 4 years old?
She was 24 years old because she had been collared.
Oh, she'd been collared?
Yeah. And they've been following her for, as you know, for 24 years. Well, she came out this year, and all four cubs made it through the winter. They're now 1 year old, and she's 25. But they found in Yellowstone that they're having all these celebrations because people are coming from all over the world to try to get a look at Bear 399 and the fabulous four cubs. And it's just a great story, and you know what? These people love bears, so they cheer on all the mother bears. So you're onto a hot topic there, Ken.
Well, that's why, and Jack's not cooperating just because he has to run down.
Well, I have a little. Just listen for
Sorry,
a moment,
Jack.
Yeah, I know. We're back to where we were before COVID. Now
we're here,
right there.
Yes.
I thought we would have that little salute to Mom because I already told the folks we were going to do the Mom thing.
That what? You've got to speak up. I can't hear.
I thought that we would do the mom thing right now, and then we'll get to the bears when I can get to it. How's that?
Okay, so we do the Mother's Day thing at this moment.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, music to go to the dump by.
You got to introduce everything twice, don't you, huh?
Always needs
clarification.
An essential part of the program.
He's back. He's back.
And I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go.
Can
Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take a vitamin so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Because remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 teeth. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend. Don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where you going, in what room, and what time do you think you're coming home? Say thank you, please, excuse me, makes you welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday when you're older and you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me for the counsel I gave you so willingly, but right now I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get a door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll count you three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get those. I don't care who started, you're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least a thousand times before that you're too old to act this way, and it must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straighter when you walk a place. For everything and everything must be in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Oh! Brush your teeth, brush your face, put your PJs on. Get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with Mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again. Because you're much more clever. You don't need the reason why. Because I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the Mom, the Mom, the Mom, the Mom, the Mom. Ta-da!
I am the Mom. All right. There you go.
Great song. Great.
You still here, Ken? Hello, Ken? Oh, my gosh. I think we've lost him.
Oh, again. Dear. All right. He might be calling in on line two.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
Are you there, Ken? Hello?
I can hear him.
I can hear him in the background. He's trying to fiddle something. All right. Hello?
Hello.
Are you on your Mickey Mouse phone again or what?
Well, I'm not sure. I think I was on my regular phone.
Okay. Well, you're back with us.
That's my
good.
Donald Duck phone, yeah.
Did you hear the salute to Mom that we had?
That what?
Did you hear the salute to Mom that we
I
had?
I heard. It was wonderful. Exactly.
How important mums are to all of us. That was
all
a good example.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Now, during that interim, you requested the thing on bears.
Bears.
Yeah. I think I have another call coming in on here. It may be...
Hello?
Yeah, hang on for a sec. Somebody want to... Yeah.
So, anyway, Ken, I just wanted to check in and see, what is your Saturday morning regimen? What do you do to start the day on Saturday?
Well, I usually get up and I read a little.
Uh-huh.
And apparently I read a little too long.
Well, but you got involved with the bear thing, and that's kind of a good thing.
Well, I got it out. I got that out last night because I thought it was appropriate with all the trouble they're having around Waterbury with bears.
Yeah, bears and cubs and...
And bears and
yeah,
cubs, yeah.
Indeed. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, no, I haven't had it yet.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, I've got to
take it. Cutting back on my food.
Okay.
I want to get more sculptured.
I understand. You want to buff it up, huh, pal?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Kenley is at the age now where he likes to do brunch.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you, Farmer Dave. Yeah.
I believe we have Lee Cattell on the line now this morning. Lee, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning once again, everybody.
Say good morning to Mr. Squire.
Oh, good morning, Ted. Long time no speak. How are you?
Oh, good. Why are you interrupting in the course of this great radio program?
Well, excuse me for horning in on your time, but we've got business to take care of today at Vermont Tire and Service, where it's Customer Appreciation Day.
Oh, you're Vermont, at Vermont Tire?
Yeah.
Up there on the Barry Montpelier Road? Yeah, right.
Right. Well, Mark and the crew here are very thankful for all the folks that have been coming in to get their tires swapped out and have their vehicle serviced here. So today's Customer Appreciation Day. Now, the flyer says, full list of blowout tires is at bttireonline.com. And I've always kind of bristled a little bit at the idea of describing tires as blowout tires. So let me make this perfectly clear. The prices are blown out. The tires are perfectly fine, as good as you would find anywhere else. They've got Cooper tires and Toyo tires and all your favorite brands here. Many rebates are available. And, again, you can come in and make your deal now and get those winter tires swapped off. I think it's just about official that we won't have another big snowstorm between now and, oh, let's say October. But for now, Vermont Tires get some great deals for folks. You can come on in and make your deal now and arrange for the appointment to have them taken care of. This is also going on, the big tent sale, at their location in South Burlington. So
yeah.
You can also go to their location there for everything that is available here. You will find there, except those of us here at WDEV. And we want to invite you to come down today because we've got some snacks for you to enjoy, some donuts and other munchables, and a couple of soft drinks available for folks that want to come by and get something to eat. And we're also giving people an opportunity to sign up to win some passes to play around the golf at the Country Club of Barrie and a gift certificate for the Vermont Flannel Company. No purchase is necessary. You don't have to buy tires or anything. You just come down here and sign up and be on your way. And if you're a winner, we'll let you know. But,
well, yeah, and then they can see you because you're there.
Well, yes, that is the other big opportunity today here at Vermont Tire and Service. The chance to see me. I'm right here on the side of River Street waving to the folks as they go by right now. And it's certainly a big deal for them as well.
Now, do we have a bear suit or something you can wear when you're out there? So,
what is it with the bear thing with you today?
Well, I was just trying to. I'm thinking, you know, everybody always has some silly thing out there.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yes,
with their paw in the air, and if he's out there, you might as well wear a bear suit. Hello.
Well, you know, we haven't thought of everything, but there's another idea for us.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
Don't you know when you work for Radio Vermont, you can never think of everything.
Well, this is very simple. You just put the bear suit on.
Yeah, I know.
And you get up there at 6 in the morning and start waving to people as they come down the road.
Do the cha-cha.
Oh, boy.
Boy, you guys are full of good ideas this morning. I think.
Well, now, did you find the bear song?
You're talking to me now?
Yes, yeah. And
Mr. Verizon.
Thank you, Lee. Your new stuff sounds so good these days.
Oh, well, thank you, but I want to let everybody know one more time before I'm done intruding on your program that
good for you.
The big Customer Appreciation Day and tent sales going on today at Vermont Tire and Service. Stop in today, Williston Road in South Burlington, River Street in Montpelier, vttireonline.com, broadcasting live until noon right here on WDEV FM and AM. So there.
Now, if you come in and say you're listening to WDEV, do they get a special prize or anything? They better not be about money, but I mean, you know.
As if being able to see me is not a reward.
There you go.
Jackpot.
A kiss on the cheek from His Honor. What's your name?
Well, maybe starting on the 4th of July. It's a little early for all that.
All right. And you're the one that lives all the way up almost in Canada, right?
Pretty close,
yeah. And you drive down from, what, Lowell?
Every day.
Morning? Yeah, holy smokes. All right, well, thank you very much for your assistance and capable hands, the folks at the tire store this morning.
All right, Lee, we'll see you later and see you in the next hour.
You got it.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here, Ken. Now, yeah, what did you want from me?
Pushing me around here. Do we find the bear?
Do we find a bear song? Is that what you said? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did?
Yes, and I'm out of breath.
Oh, I can read the poem now? I've got it right here in the pile somewhere.
I didn't know there was a poem that went with this.
Well, then mine, yes. Don't you remember I used to do the lyrics, and we didn't know there was actually music to it? Don't you remember that?
No, I'm thinking of something different. I'm thinking of Lyle Lovett and his bear.
Oh, Lyle Lovett, that's the man I mean, yes. Have we found the Lyle Lovett version of the bear song?
Yes, I have, Ken. Yes.
Okay, well, I'd like to read the preface to it.
Oh, so you have a
preface.
And
then you can play the record.
Why didn't you say you had
a special part of this highly engineered program, right?
Well, it was pretty good engineered until you came on.
Excuse me? I didn't
excuse
hear that.
I misspoke. That's for sure.
Well, anyway, here's the bear poem. Before we get down to serious business and hear Lyle Lovett sing it.
Okay.
But it just underlines the consequence and importance of bears here in Vermont. And that we think a lot of bears. And may I read it now, Jack?
Yes, you may.
All right. Some folks say there ain't no sense, there ain't no bears in Vermont. Some folks never seen a bear at all. And some folks say that bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks get a bear across the hall. And some folks say the bears go around smelling bad. Others say that a bear is honey sweet. And some folks say that bear's the best I've ever had. And some folks get a bear beneath their feet. And some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some, to see a bear, would pay a fee. Me, I just bear up my bewilderment best. And some folks even see the bear in me. Now, some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some, to see a bear, would pay a fee. Did I read that again? I'm up in my bewildered best, and some folks even see the bear in me. So meet a bear and take him out to lunch with you, and even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember that a bear's there in the bunch with you, and they just don't come any better than a bear. So meet a bear. And take him out to lunch with you. And even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember, there's a bear there in the bunch with you, and they just don't come no better than a bear. No, they just don't come no better than a bear. No, they just don't come no better than a bear. And now we play the record.
Say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say the bears go around smelling bad. Others say that a bear is a honey sweet. Some folks say this bear's the best I ever had. And some folks got a bear beneath their feet. Some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. And some to see a bear would pay a fee. And me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even see the bear in me.
drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some to see a bear would pay a fee. For me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even seen a bear in me. They saw me to bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And it just don't come no better than a bear. I sold me to bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop and stare, I just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And it just don't come no better than a bear.
There you go.
That's inspiring, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
AJ, you know my daughter, Ashley Jane?
Yep.
Well, the bears are up at her place, and they've been knocking over the canisters and so forth out by the door. And she says if they just ring the bell, she'd bring something down to them. They'd get the hell out of there and leave her alone.
Good point.
Yeah. You know, you got to be careful with those bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, now what are we going to do?
Well, we've come to the end of the program. It's
What do you mean you come to the... I was wanting to do a thing about Bobby Unser this morning.
Oh, go ahead.
My friend Bobby Unser?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he passed away.
I did see that in the newspaper,
and I can't imagine what we're going to do without Bobby, because he's one of the greatest, grandest guys that ever won the Indy 500.
Mm-hmm.
And folks forget that he won the Pikes Peak climb 13 times.
The Pikes Peak climb?
Yeah. You know, well, he's from out there in Colorado Springs.
Right.
And he had a problem. And he solved it. And I just thought he was such a swell guy. And we know we did a lot of silly things with it. I was going to tell a whole story about one time when he was on the TV show with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in California at the Grand Prix of Long Beach. And you know, he has a terrible time minding. He wouldn't pay attention, do what he was told. So we were getting ready to do this TV show of the Long Beach Grand Prix, and Bobby was assigned to a what do you call those carts that go up and down the lifts, right?
Yeah.
And he was to get up in this lift and describe what happened on this particular corner, because it was so important to the radio and to the TV audience. I beg your pardon. I get my media mixed up. And so he'd been whistling and carrying on, and, you know, a rehearsal with him was out of the question, because he had so many stories to tell and things to say, and, you know, and that's what made him my friend. And so we got ready to do this telecast, and we're into the first commercial, which is about 6 minutes into the program. They go into commercial, and he's up 14 feet in the air. And my partner was the producer of the program that day, Fred Reinstein. And next thing you hear is Bobby saying, Fred, I've got to get down now. And he said, well, you can't get down now. We've just started the program, for heaven's sakes. He said, Fred, I've got to get down right now. He said, that's impossible. We've got millions of people all around the world listening to us, and you can't get down. He said, Fred, I have to pee. He said, you what? He said, yeah, I've got to go to the bathroom. He said, well, do you have a stage manager there? He said, yeah, the guy's standing right beside me. He said, good, go pee in his pocket, because you're not coming down, right? And I don't know how he got through that, but that's part one of the story. Now here's part two. It's the first TV program that he and I ever did together, and I liked him so much because he's always coming up with ideas. And he calls up and says, you know what we ought to do, because it was the 200th anniversary of the United States. I said, no, what are we supposed to do? He said, well, we can go up there and we can do the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. And you know what? I said, that we'll call it, get hold of Fred and see what he thinks. He said, yeah. He said, you know, I'm from out there in Colorado Springs, and I can drive you all around town and show you all the stories that we could do, and then I can give you a sort of a map up the 17 turns to the top of the what is it, 17,000 feet? It's 150 turns. I think it's snapping back and forth, and, you know, you're hanging out over the edge everywhere you go. And he said, I can take you right up to the top. And Fred said, well, maybe we should go and talk to the folks in New York about that. So we did. And we set up one of those things where you go out and check things out and make a survey. And we get to Colorado Springs, and Bobby's there. He lives down in Arizona. And we all met, and he borrowed from the local Buick dealer, who he knew, brand-new car. And he said, I'll just drive you up through to the top of the thing, and I can show you exactly where you should put the cameras. Right?
Yeah.
So Fred says, well, Bobby, the road is closed because it snowed up on top, and the last mile or so is all in the snow. He says, don't worry about it, Fred. Don't worry. We don't have to worry because we're not going to go that fast, and I can take you right up through. So he put Fred in the front seat with me, and I sat in the back with the guy that owned the Buick, and off we go. And what a trip it was. And we're sashaying back and forth, and Fred is holding on for dear life, and Bobby is explaining every corner he's going around, and we're the best place to have the most dramatic part of the program is once again in front of us. And he's whistling on up through, and Fred is hanging there because he knows he's going to die. You know, it's what, 17,000, not 17,000, but 9,000 feet? No, it's more than that. It's a long way down. I remember that.
So when are you going to write that book of yours, by the way?
100. Well, I'm doing it now.
Yeah, I know, but it's about 7 minutes past 10 o'clock now. So.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's what happened when I didn't get on properly at the start for Mother's Day.
Oh, it all comes back to my fault, doesn't it? Yeah,
of course.
Of course it does, yeah.
I can't imagine that you let me do this. So anyway, we get to the top, and Fred gets out of the car, and he says, oh, my God. We've got to get back down. And Bobby said, well, that's all right. We'll just drive down through.
All right.
So we start down the mountain, and he's driving like Bobby always does, and he hangs the left rear wheel on the way down over the side, and you can see down several thousand feet, right? And he's chatting away about where the cameras would be. And after a while, Fred says, Bobby, you have to stop the car now. Said, Fred, why? He said, Bobby, you have to stop the car now. And Fred looks quite panicked, and Bobby said, Fred, pee in your pocket.
All right, that wraps it up, huh?
That's it for today, folks.
Good one, Ken.
Are you going to hang around as we sing the hymn here?
You know what? I've discovered something.
What's that?
I had it because there was a malady in the melody when I've been singing with you.
Well, you're a little far behind is what you have.
That's exactly, and I discovered that, and okay. I didn't. And you never told me that I was behind. I'm supposed to be the leader, right?
Take another one, Jack, for the team. What? Go ahead.
Okay. So the deal is that there's an electronic difference
between
me talking to you and it being on the air, and it created a second or a second and a half differential between what you were singing and what I was singing. And it was so complicated.
Okay.
So I'm not going to sing with you anymore on this very important part of the day from DEV.
All righty.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll just introduce the fact that, once again, it's that time of the week, time of the day, time of the hour, that we take a moment to remember that there are things greater than ourselves, and that don't hang your tire off the side of the road, and pull over and pause with us as we put our paws off the steering wheel, and instead, with our radio carefully tuned to WDEV, enjoy this wonderful, splendid music that Jack and Farmer Dave, and what's that other guy's name?
Brent.
No, not Brent. Oh, yeah, Bada Bing.
Bada Bing. We're all set to go. Yeah, we're all set to go. All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's hymn time.
Life is just a baseball game, but most folks play to win. You won't even get the first if you're wallowing in sin. You'll never make the team if you don't lead a Christian life. If you've been making love, my friend, she'd better be your wife.
Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield flyer, base hit off the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball?
Will you be in condition on the day you get the call?
The call.
Or have you broken training rules with drugs and alcohol?
Alcohol.
If you can't play the game, you will be sent down to the minors, where Satan is the manager, and it ain't in North Carolina.
Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield flyer, base hit off the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball?
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Now ask yourself this question. Have your morals gone on strike?
Strike.
Do you direct foul language at the folks that you don't like?
I do.
And would you rather steal than base your life on something fair? And do you stay at home or go out swinging everywhere?
Swinging.
Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield flyer, base hit off the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield flyer, base hit off the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball?
Well, we made it through.
That's better.
Yeah.
Without me.
I don't want to say that, but yeah,
see, it goes. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm a second and a half behind, and sometimes a full second in front, and it confuses the audience.
It confuses me.
The parishioners, if you will.
Yes.
All right.
Anything you'd like to say before you leave? I mean, we leave. We all leave.
No, we're all leaving together, and you're staying.
Farmer Dave, anything you want to say?
I'd like to take 30 seconds to do something that none of my brothers and sisters can do. And
that
is, I get to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
On the air on WDEV, because when it comes to moms, I won the lottery.
Nice.
I love you, Ma. Nice. Happy Mother's Day.
Great. Well, my mom's up in heaven, so I'll just have to say, Mom, I'm trying the best I can. Thanks for all you tried to do for me. You know. We'll take it from there.
Well, I hope my mom's up there.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, she made me a little doubtful. But anyway, she was a very good mom. Yeah, Gyla.
Uh-huh. Yes, we do. We remember
her. Now, wait a minute. Who are we missing?
Brent. Right here.
Well, did Brent chime in here?
Well, no, but I think of my mom every day, and I'm very grateful for everything she did for me. And she's a wonderful, special woman, and I do miss her every day.
Now, there you see it, the ecumenical feeling.
That was great. That was wonderful. Yeah.
Taken care of by WDEV. For all of you parishioners listening as you're driving down the interstate today, yes. It's just another one of the many services, free services of WDEV. And as you know, Brent is in control now, some of the mornings, of the Trading Post.
Yeah.
And you realize that's a free service.
Yes, we do.
We don't make enough out of that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we don't make anything out of that. We just do it as a free service to the audience of WDEV.
Boy, do we
and
sure.
Now and again, we find somebody that comes along and wants to add their message to the program. But if you got something that moos, mews, barks, brays, squeals, or twitters, all of those sort of things, an old piece of equipment or new, you can put it on the Trading Post with Brent. He's terrific, yeah.
Just like old times, it's 10:15 now. We were
yes, you can tell that Ken is back.
Yeah.
So is
well,
it time
I
for
wanted you to know I was here.
Yeah.
Is it time for me to say, folks, thanks for listening. And remember, this show heard each and every week at this time in memory of Buster and Marie.
And all the mums.
And all the mums out there, yes indeed.
With. Yeah.